Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and from the United States we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, living in Madison, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Found in Translation.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a noise came from the sky, like a strong driving wind, which filled the entire house where they stayed. Then tongues that looked like fire appeared to them. These tongues parted and came to rest on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. When they heard this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in their own language. They were astounded and asked in amazement, "Are not all of these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each one of us hear them in our own native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own language of the mighty acts of God." The Word of God. Have you ever gotten lost in translation? I remember not too long ago trying rather ineptly to say something in Vietnamese to one of the Vietnamese sisters staying at our mother house. I don't remember exactly what I was trying to say, but I do remember that she told me that by emphasizing the wrong syllable of one word, I had just asked to have my head chopped off. Learning the language and culture of others can be fraught with errors. A good translator is essential to gaining understanding, and with it, greater compassion and respect for others. With understanding comes deeper connection and an appreciation for the ways in which we are alike as well as the ways in which we are different. Both are gifts. Both are needed to enliven the world and to make it a gentler, more loving place where everyone can thrive. This reading from Acts reminds me of the United Nations, where delegates from over 190 member states work side by side with the benefit of individual translators. Accurate translation is critical when so many lives are at stake, when tensions around the globe rise, when those who are living on the margins in so many different places are living in danger, and who beg to have their voices heard. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, speaks in one language, and that language is love. Love is universally translated. We will not lose our way if we are open to the Spirit, if we listen, if we love. Yes, we are called to challenge injustices, to seek out and speak the truth. We are called above all to love.